Thanksgiving, as you know, and it's well around the corner.
Yep.
And some people are worried about something kind of great importance for them.
Yes.
Making the perfect gravy.
Perfect.
And as you and I both know, cornstarch is the secret ingredient.
Of course it is.
Here it is right here. And they're worried about lumpy or too thin or too thick. So you're going to show them how to use the gravy or the cornstarch to make the perfect gravy, right?
No.
No. Okay.
You know what my solution to that is?
What?
Just go and buy the canned stuff because there's such a better use for cornstarch, and that's what I'm going to show you today.
See, I love that. That's a good job.
Well done, Jack.
All right, so let's start with the cornstarch. Give me the directions. One box of cornstarch.
One whole box.
Goes into the bowl. You want a fairly big bowl so you can make this, so dump the whole thing out in there. And you think you're going to make a mess? Absolutely, but that's all good science makes a mess, so you kind of just do this. It's okay. All right, we're not in mom's house, so that's fine.
Yeah, right.
And then about a cup and a half of water, so that's going to be it. Add a cup first and then kind of mix it. So you're going to want in there. All right, Jack.
Go for it, Jack.
And why do you have to do it and Mr. Kobrick doesn't?
Because he's wearing a nice suit.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to do the dirty work for
him. Another fire retardant suit when I work with your dad, just so you know.
You mix it up. Now, here's what's cool about this mixture is he's getting in there and kind of mixing it around. This is what's called a non-Newtonian solution, which means that it doesn't act the way that Isaac Newton said that a solution should act or a mixture should act. This actually gets thick and hard like a rock when you put pressure on it. So as he's mixing it around in there, it feels a little bit like quicksand. Now, Mr. Kobrick, if you look over there on that tray, you can put your hand in there because I brought you a towel. So it's okay. Put your hand in and feel it. All right. So let it sink down inside there. And now pick it up a little bit and feel. See how you're stuck like quicksand? Is that
great? How about that?
I know. So now if, Jack, that's good consistency. Really get in there and mix it around. Isn't that great? So
boy, that does just grab your hand.
Is that crazy? So when you slap it, it becomes a solid and then it's a liquid as you see it sitting there. And I always have a little extra cornstarch off to the side because you know it's going to be just kind of the perfect little mixture there. So grab the box if you don't mind, Mr. Yes, absolutely. So this is going to be perfect. You can take that one there and you want to work with Mr. Kobrick and try to get a ball? So try to get in there and get some of it like a little ball. So look at it like this. Hold this and then watch what happens. It turns into the liquid. So as you hold it like that, it'll turn into a liquid.
Oh, it returns to its liquid state. So watch this. I'll make a ball. Is that just the heat from my hand? Look at that. It spreads right back out.
It's actually the pressure that's there.
Really?
So you're using that as that pressure to be able to do that. So
that is so
cool. If you make
the
solution and it's right, you should be able to slap it and not get anybody perfectly... this never happened the right way the first time I did it. My father-in-law will tell you that I completely destroyed the kitchen and did not help for dating his daughter. But we got past that.
Look
and
how cool
and look
that
at this.
Is.
Isn't that just amazing?
That is just
So, Jack,
amazing.
You want to give it a slap? That's a brand new batch right there. Just to prove to everybody that
and
you can actually do it.
Okay. Just so you know, we've never done this before, and we hope that Mr. Kobrick doesn't have to
I'll just stand right here. Go ahead.
Okay, Jack, give
I've
it a smack.
I've worked with your father.
Nice.
Oh! Look at that. Oh!
Just amazing.
Oh!
So now, what's the thing that you must know? You cannot pour this.
No, down the drain.
You
no
must
going
throw
down
it away because if you pour this
down the
drain, then a new
see.
Science experiment, plumber with a hacksaw. But that, nothing that Mr. or Mrs. Spangler hasn't experienced so far, but isn't that
plumber with a hacksaw?
Yes.
And he said so far.
Yes, yes.